representing the 57 villages that are in place in that region. On that score, each one of these sub-regions is represented by an advisory committee. Now that would be given equal voice, or is given equal voice, with another advisory that is representing only one community, no matter how large or small it is. I guess my point is, there seems to be a lot of inconsistency in the way these present advisories are constituted. Second point I'd like to get at is, who's been giving advice to the Fish and Game Board, and what advice have they been listening to? Taking a look at the record of the Board of Game and the Board of Fisheries for their annual meetings in 1977, we can get such information. Now, this is kind of crude information, but still it indicates certain specific structures of how advice is given. For the Board of Game, for example, the advisory committees, the number of recommendations that they gave to the Board of Game was about 35% of the recommended changes. Individuals and different associations represented another 35%, and the state staff themselves, the remainder are about 26 to 27%. Now the batting average on this was that the staff recommendations were approved or modified and approved close to 90% of the time. And if you did not include the protection officer's recommendations or the Department of Law's recommendations, you just included ADF&D staff recommendations, this was a close to 100% batting average. On the other hand, the advisory committees, of the 70 recommendations that they submitted, 56 of them were either denied or deferred. This means they lost the battle on 80% of the proposal. With the Board of Fisheries, it's a little bit of a different story. The advisory committees only represented 12% of the recommendations made to the Board of Fisheries. Staff constituted close to a third, and individuals and associations even more. The batting average of the advisory committees before the Board of Fisheries was about 75%. The batting average of the state staff was close to 90%. When I presented these to the combined board at their meeting in Bethel, they said, well, you know, that's what we pay staff for. And I certainly can agree with that. But I think it's indicative of where advice is coming from and what sort of interest, not interest necessarily, but what sort of weight is given to the voices from the advisory committee. And within the state, there are some parts of the state that use these advisory committees as best they can. I think the agency